Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Cutina. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marty Cutina. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cutina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutina hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Daly moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Herzog scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Robinson scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft bunts towards the mound. Cudina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright juggles the ball. That's an error on Bright. Heft moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Heft moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Marty Cudina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cudina is 0-for-1 in the game. Cudina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foyles. The throw from Daly and he is out, O'Connell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Adair reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heft bunts towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Herzog reaches third base with a triple. Adair scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson fields it and tags Gentile, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bright fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. Foyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hinton out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-3 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.